Good evening, and/or maybe it's morning, depending upon your perspective or where you are in the world. Where it is here in Seattle, it's basically, July 21st, 2020. I'm pretty certain about 5 or 10 minutes ago I heard machine gun fire. And just as a full disclosure, I was never in combat, never went to Afghanistan or Iraq. I spent about a year in Korea and some change, but I was never in combat. But I have been around ranges, and arguably I lost some hearing because I OC'd a 50 cal range one day for a bit too many hours. But that's a topic for another goddamn day, if there is one, right? But I do know what machine gun fire sounds like. It's a clack, clack, it's a repeated mechanical fire. It's not the kind of like a person pulls the trigger fast. That's, you can tell the difference. And there are a few people on Twitter who have corroborated that they heard something like that too. So I'm certain I'm not hallucinating. So I'm fairly certain, dollars to donuts, that there was some type of, you know, street level military exchange, tactical exchange. It might have been between rival gangs. It might have been police related. It might have been related to this Antifa, Black Lives Matters, commie front bullshit, which I think is way more dangerous than people realize. I really do think it's a lot like the Bolsheviks in October of, 1917. It very well could be actual tactically trained military being inserted into the U.S., masquerading as Black Lives Matters. I have no idea. This is a creepy time. I said tonight on Twitter that tonight reminded me of this. The first time I ever watched the movie Escape from New York, you know, Kurt Russell, John Carpenter's Escape from New York, where Kurt Russell, Snake Plissken, and he has to save the president, and the magical fucking cassette tape that contains the secret to fucking nuclear fusion bullshit. And if you're wondering if I've had some can of butter, I've had a little, but please don't judge too harshly because I'm navigating the terrain of machine gun fire as well as I can. The first time I saw that film, and it would have been like 1983, it could have been on VHS. It could have been I watched it off the cable network, but I was living in the lower bedroom of the house, and I gotta tell you, the first time I saw that movie, it was a very strange and spooky night. And it was something spooky about the movie. Like you say, Dan, why was Escape from New York spooky? There was a spooky familiarity to the soundtrack, to which I think John Carpenter did most of the soundtrack for that one. I could be wrong, but I think he did. He may have had some help, but I think he did the soundtrack for that mainly. But yeah, the first time I saw Escape from New York, it was a spooky, weird night in Washington State. And tonight, I remember remarking before I even heard the machine gun fire, which is weird, that it was a spooky night. You can check my Twitter timeline. I said, tonight's a spooky night. And then 20 minutes later, hey, I just heard a couple bursts of machine gun fire. And, you know, someone like the Freer Rifleman on Twitter would know better than I would ever know. But cities acoustically can break up the sound of any gunfire. So it's hard to really be sure what you're hearing in a city. And so, but I would say it sounded like something like an AK-47. It had a slower cyclic rate than like the AR-15s. And I think 47s are slower. But again, don't trust me. What the fuck do I know? I'm a hobo with a shotgun. If you're wondering, is this the world I was hoping for as a kid? No, but we're not all going to get what we want. It was never going to be easy. Probably never. And every day is not terrible. It's just that currently we have a lot of challenges and times are very fucking strange. I don't have a better way of putting it. but that time is strange right now, and we are all dealing with it the best way we can.